Flanked by family members, Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sales Belden and former Secretary of State Joan Groh, Rebecca Yanish announced her Senate bid from the atrium of the Interdistrict Downtown School in Minneapolis.
I am a candidate for the United States Senate.
Yanish says her life experiences qualify her for a seat in the Senate. She grew up on a farm in northwestern Minnesota. She had no health insurance when she gave birth to her daughter. She later graduated from the University of North Dakota as a single mother before leaving rural Minnesota for the Twin Cities, where she worked for a housing developer, became a partner in a financial consulting firm, and went on to head the Minneapolis Community Development Agency. She left the MCDA 2 years ago. Yanish is on leave from her current duties as a vice president with Ryan Companies, a commercial real estate developer. She says she's experienced firsthand many of the problems elected officials struggle to address.
The United States Senate should hear the voices of those who've lived through the problems of working families and not just studied them. It's time that you hear from someone who can speak from those issues and not just from the latest poll or the latest staff report.
Yanish joins what's become a long list of DFLers vying for Rod Graham's Senate seat. There are State Senators Jerry Janicich and Steve Kelly, attorneys David Lillehog and Mike Cerisi, and University of Minnesota physician Steve Miles. Former Congressman Tim Penny has plans to enter the race later this month. University of Minnesota political science professor Steve Smith says he can't remember the last time so many qualified candidates sought a Senate nomination.
This is a potentially dangerous situation for the Democrats. Right now we have really several liberals stepping on each other's toes, seeking the attention of their fellow Democrats. And it's not at all clear who's going to emerge from that.
What is clear, says Smith, is that the large field of candidates will strain DFL financial resources, leaving incumbent Senator Rod Graham's far less vulnerable than if there were just one or two Democrats being showered with media attention and campaign money. Making the matter worse, Smith says, is that some of the DFLers plan to run in the September primary, regardless of who the party endorses, at its state convention in early June. Rebecca Yanish says she hasn't decided whether she'll run in the primary if she loses the endorsement battle.
It looks like we're going to have a multi-candidate primary contest in September. Such a contest, of course, would probably produce a winner who has only a fraction of DFL support. It would not be a particularly good springboard into the general election.
Yanish says she's already raised nearly $250,000 and has more than $200,000 cash on hand, putting her among the top fundraisers in the race. She says so far most of the money has come from men, many of whom are downtown Minneapolis business contacts. Staffers say she'll soon be endorsed by Emily's List, a national group that directs funds to women candidates. They estimate Emily's List could be worth as much as $1 million. Mary Jones is the executive director of the Minnesota Women's Campaign Fund, a bipartisan group that supports female candidates who favor legalized abortion and equal rights for women. The fund has given Yanish $5,000. Jones says Yanish's gender in such a high-profile race is certain to bring contributions from many Minnesota women and from women all over the country.
I think her announcement will trigger a lot of funding and a lot of media interest because she looks different. She's certainly going to stand out from the pack.
Yanish acknowledges the role money will likely play in her campaign.
The advantage of the women's groups on a national basis is they are willing to look at it and say, you know, I'm willing to step up on an early basis to ensure that we have a strong woman. That's a resource that some other candidates will not have access to.
Democrat Rebecca Yanish, the latest entrant in Minnesota's Senate race and the only woman vying to replace Republican Rod Graham's in the U.S. Senate. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.